Genesis chapter 22 in your Bibles this morning. Genesis chapter 22. The Bible is a book of holy moments, and the narrative this morning is one of those times. We'll begin reading in verse 1, Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Oh my goodness, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Must have been bittersweet. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. He was 100 years old when that boy was born, And he meant everything to that old rancher. No boy was more anticipated, more prayed for than Isaac. And yet God asked a great deal of Abraham regarding his son. God writes in a way that we are not used to reading. It seems God is not interested in what Abraham thought about the matter. The only thing that he was interested in was if he was going to obey. In your life, if the statement of salvation does not bring obedience, it is not of God. We are saved by grace through faith, and it always produces obedience. Faith without works, without obedience, is dead, the Bible says, being alone. And in John chapter 2, verse 3, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." So this morning I want to give you five good things about Abraham's obedience. First of all, it was immediate. God said, "Abraham, I want your best." Abraham's eyes would have swept his herds, for he was a rich man. "God, you can have any animal. You know my heart." And God said, "I don't want your animals." His eyes would have swept his servants. "Any servant is yours, God's. I don't want your servants." In perplexity, "God, what do you want?" And God was not unaware of what he was asking. Verse 2, and he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love." God reaches into his very soul and asks for that which is most precious. So let me ask you this morning, what is most precious to you? If God required it, would you give it? This is not God taking it from Abraham. This is Abraham giving it to God. Isaac was a promised son. As he grew, no dad ever loved his boy more than did Abraham. As his son grew, handsome and tall and straight and calloused because of the hard work and browned by the sun. I see hours spent together, that old dad speaking about the Ur of the Chaldees and Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot and Egypt and his failures there, and God who had been so close to him. I see that dad teaching his son to be a rancher, the ways of the cattle, the way of the camels, teaching him management and leadership in the home. Never a dad's heart was more wrapped up in a boy as was Abraham's with Isaac. "I want your son." And that speaks to the depth of my soul. And all of you parents who have lost a child, he's going to walk 3 days with a boy at his side. "Where are we going, Dad?" "We're going to offer a sacrifice to God." "Where is the lamb, Dad?" Look at verse 3. "And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. He obeyed immediately, though the price was great. And you think like I think, how was he able to do that? Abraham had made obedience to God a factor and a priority in his life. Three other times God had made requests of Abraham and he obeyed, though the cost was great. In Genesis chapter 12, God said, Abraham, I want you to leave your family. I want you to leave your culture. I want you to leave your home in the Ur of the Chaldees and go to a place that I will show you of. Long before God asked Abraham to give his son, he asked Abraham to give up his daddy and his mama. And he did it immediately. And then God said, there's going to be a circumcision. A strange and a bloody request. But Abraham obeyed immediately, though he could not have understood it. And then third, there was a son named Ishmael, who is the father of all the Arabs today. He was the son of Abraham's flesh. He was the son of a servant girl. He was a son that should not have been. But the Bible says he loved that boy, but God told him to give him up. Now God asks for Isaac. The cost is greater. The pain is more acute. The result is the same. Nothing in your life is more important than obedience to God. And I'm not being presumptuous to say, I know God has spoken to some of you and you have put it off. I'll do it later, God. Immediate obedience was a pattern of Abraham's life. Second of all, it was a sustained obedience. Verse 4, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. He was not overwhelmed after a day, after taking all of those steps one at a time and turn around and go home. Each step was forward toward Moriah, not one forward and two back. He went forward even though his heart was breaking. Some people attend church for a little while and then they quit. Some give a little while and then they quit. Some read and pray and serve a little while and then they quit. Nietzsche, who was a German philosopher, who was an atheist, went insane later on in his life, said this, the only thing that really matters in life is a sustained obedience in the same direction, because it's only such obedience that changes anything ultimately. That's a great statement, and it is an accurate statement. Joshua stood before Israel and said this, choose you this day whom you will serve. And then he said this, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. When your family is together for a long period of time, that is what is beautiful about life. Third, it was a willing obedience. Verse 5, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. You can do things, but not be willing. You can make kids clean their rooms, carry out the trash, wash your car, and they're not willing to do it, but they do it. In worship, where we ascribe to God true worth, worship is always willing or it is not worship at all. And in verse 5, the Bible talks about, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And that's willing, ladies and gentlemen. But I understand it is hard to be willing when God asks difficult things. Abraham told his servants, I and the lad will go and come back to you. And folks, if you think the fellowship was good going up that mountain, can you imagine the fellowship coming down off that mountain? Fourth, it was contagious. Let me begin reading in verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And he was speaking about this incident, but also speaking about the cross. So they went, both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And something's going on in Isaac's mind about this time, okay? And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord said unto him out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Isaac was aware that he was to be the offering. And here's the deal. Isaac is about 30. Abraham's 130. Isaac could have said, Dad, you're asking too much of me. I'm not willing to do it. Where did Isaac learn that kind of obedience when he's bound and he's laid out on the wood and his dad raises a knife over his head? Where did he get that kind of obedience? I'll tell you where he got it. He got it from observing his daddy all through his life. Picture the scene, walking up the mountain, the dad crying, he's got to offer his son. The son crying, he's got to leave his daddy. Does that not point you to a greater picture where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in the garden and he says, Oh, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And let me tell you something, folks. God did not spare his only begotten Son for us. And then last of all, it was rewarded. Obedience always is. He didn't have to sacrifice his son. He received new revelation from God. A new promise was given to him from God. Additional understanding about God. God let Abraham in on what it would be like for him to give his only begotten son. God spared Isaac, but he didn't spare his own son. If you really have a heart that's pointed in the right direction this morning, it all begins with obedience. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, it is God's will for you to be saved. Be obedient to God. If you're here and you've never been scripturally baptized, God wants you to be baptized this morning. Be obedient to Him. If you're serving and working, God wants you to be obedient to Him in all things. Let's pray. Father, we love You this morning. And dear Jesus, thank You for Your willingness to go to the cross for us and give Your life. And when Your Father looked at that, He was satisfied with that payment for sin. And because of that, we are justified when we put our trust in Him. And dear Father, we believe very soon we are going to be glorified, taken to heaven. So Father, thank You for this opportunity to read Your Word. And Holy Spirit, thank You for You taking the Word of God and impressing upon the heart of a child of God. Help us to be very sensitive to that truth. Father, speak to hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen. If God has spoken to your heart this morning, if you're here and you've never been saved, we give you an opportunity to step out and come forward. We'll show you how to be saved. If you're here and you just need to be obedient to God in something that you know that He has spoken to your heart about, we give you an opportunity to come to this old-fashioned altar and kneel here